Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
The summer is heating up. The seasonal selection from King's Coast Coffee has shifted once again. The summer swells are rolling in, and this is the perfect roast for warm mornings or an afternoon cold brew. This natural processed coffee from Zambia is bright, fruity, and loaded with flavor. But hurry and grab yours today. This one-of-a-kind roast is only here for the summer months before the seasons change again. So head on over to kingscoastcoffee.com and shake up the way you wake up.
Welcome to episode 63 of Star Wars and Scotch with your hosts, Darkness429, a.k.a. Tim, and me, Kevin. We are here for episode 63. It's a light week in the Star Wars universe. We're going to talk about a few things that popped up in the news, some older stuff that we didn't touch on, as well as something we want to talk about last week that's not Star Wars related, but it's all about space magic. So
okay.
We'll cover all of that. First things first...
Can I just
King's Coast Coffee?
Yeah, King's Coast Coffee. Can I just make one just comment real quick? Is it
about King's Coast Coffee?
Sure. Is it funny that we weren't the only space station this year to crash and burn?
I just caught that.
It just popped in my head. I just had to say it. You can edit it out. All right, I just thought it was funny.
No, that's fine. I like it.
That was pretty good.
King's Coast Coffee, that is what I'm sipping on right now. Of course, because the show is called Star Wars and Scotch, I got to put a little bit of the Johnny Walker in there. So we're just keeping things moving, keeping it going on a Friday, Friday morning.
I've had people ask if we were ever going to go back to a live show and actually drink scotch on stream.
I was going to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. When Boba is complete.
Yeah.
Giving the kids what they want, because they're going to want to like talk to us, but I don't want to do it episode by episode because time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when Boba's complete, we should fire up the Twitch stream and be like, hello.
Sick.
Let us talk about the Book of Boba Fett, which we're going to talk about today because there's some stuff. Also, there's no episode next week, so this is the last time to theory craft before the show actually comes out and Tim and I start covering it weekly. But yeah, kingscoastcoffee.com. Your window is probably today. so if you hear this and you holiday blend sold out.
Sorry.
So if you hear this and you want more, literally we can't get any more. The supply chain has fucked us there.
Sorry.
So it's gone. But if you want anything and you're in the continental United States, today's probably your last day to get that before the holidays, or before Christmas, I should say, and Kwanzaa. But if you are just looking to stock up, maybe keep an eye on King's Coast after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I would if I were you.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, so if Wayne or Pete asks who told you, it wasn't me. Ben Bowman.
Yep, Ben Bowman.
Professor Broman. Twitch.tv/Professor Broman.
His phone number is... No, I'm just kidding.
1-800. So, yeah, get your coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, very light week in the world of
Star
Wars.
Well, you know what? I can bring up something, Kevin. My Star Wars lightsaber build TikTok hit 1 million views, so I was pretty happy about that.
It did. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's a good video.
It's a really good... It was okay. It wasn't bad. Yeah. So, you know, Star Wars nerds, thank you for liking that video. A lot of you were really nice. Some of you were kind of mean. That's okay.
I mean, it's the internet.
You know? I had fun with
it. I also don't understand... Why are people, was it just people like, why did you got a NoPixel like that?
A lot of it was just like, whoa, spent $200, must be nice, wow. Yeah, a lot of that. So, not really mean, more like rude.
How dare you be successful, Tim?
Yeah.
How dare you?
It was fun, though. Thanks for the impression. It was good. It was great. It worked out really well. Anyways, that was my Star Wars happy for the week, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, there's I don't think I have. Oh, I did have a Star Wars happy. I've been diving into the comics and forcing myself to read them. Part of what I'm going to do over the holiday break, because I'm not working. I told my staff and my wife that I need time off, so I'm taking time off. And I will be catching up on all my television shows. I will be playing some video games and catching up on those. And I will be reading comics. That is my goal. I don't really want to go out. I don't really want to do much. I kind of want to be a homebody and just chill. I'll probably go see Tim because I'm going to buy a smoker this weekend and I'm going to need help. So, aside from that, that's my plans. But speaking of the comics, I started getting into the High Republic comics. Man, they're just good.
Okay.
They're just good. They're good comics. They fill in so many blanks. They enhance the stories when you read the books. And I don't know. I'm enjoying them. I think after Book of Boba Fett, Tim and I can dive in. Or maybe during. We'll see. But I'm going to let Tim know when I'm done reading them. And then he can, you know, in his spare time that he doesn't have, he can read them too.
So what was your Star Wars happy, though?
That was it. I'm just enjoying
the comics.
Oh,
you're just happy
that
you're enjoying the comics. I got it. Okay.
My Star Wars not happy is, dude, Aftermath kind of sucks and is a drag.
It's a super drag, but the ending is totally worth it.
The Battle of Jakku just started. I think I got like 4 hours left.
Kevin, it's okay. So this is where it gets really good. I think you'll like it.
Okay, good. That's good.
Because the ending,
Gallius Rex.
Oh, he's so
making
crazy.
Sloan watch as he loads the New Republic into his trap on Jakku.
Poor Gallius Rex, man. He just snapped. He lost it.
Dude, the part where he has the kids from the planet kill all the stormtroopers. Mm-hmm. And they describe in detail, they're like, they knew to shove the knife up the back of the helmet into the brain stem. I was like, that's dark.
Yeah, so he's recruiting all the locals to fight for him. And then...
Kids!
And then, did he talk about the stormtroopers that had turned?
Yes.
Where, like, the blood that was, like, down their face masks and stuff was, like, war paint?
Yeah, which was why the reference to Finn,
yes,
when he does it in the beginning of episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a drag. I'm not gonna lie.
It's a super drag. Did they kill the last? Did they kill the Hutt?
Nima's still alive.
Okay,
I could. No. Die soon.
Did they kill her? I can't remember if they kill her or not. Anyways, so you're almost to the end of the Hutt scene with the Black Sun.
Like 4 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're building up to the Black Sun and the Red Key. Like
okay,
being
that's so. Yeah, so all of that. It makes sense. So all of that will be like the really cool piece to like really like go, whoa, that was neat.
Well, Sinjir just figured out that the whole point of it was so the cartel could make more money. Mm-hmm. It had actually nothing to do with the politics.
Right.
Which that threw me for a loop because, you know, you always expect good versus evil or Republic versus Empire. But no, the syndicate's pulling the strings, which is kind of awesome.
Well, because think about it from episode 8 when they're at the gambling scene. And they're talking about it, and it's just like they're profiting off both sides. War is just profitable.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a real life equivalency.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Nick Cage movie where he does Lord of War?
Lord of War.
Yeah, same thing. But yeah, it's it I'm glad you said it's picking up, because it's been work to push play and be like, okay. It's just been a little on the boring side.
Wait till you get to the end. There is going to be a scene where you will be like, oh. And maybe it's because I'm me, but I feel like there's going to be a point where you're going to learn some stuff and you're just going to be like, oh, this is cool. Okay. And I've talked about it on stream before. I don't want to ruin it for you, but I've talked about it on stream. I think you'll like it.
And completely un-Star Wars related, and you'll be interested in this too. The other thing that I'm working my way through, you know my history with Harry Potter, right?
Yeah.
So I sat down and I was like, I'm going to watch them. I'm going to take off. So if you don't know and you're listening, someone once told me that Harry Potter is better than Lord of the Rings. And I've never been able to get that monkey off my back.
And so he just didn't watch Harry Potter, right?
Well, I watched the first five movies and I'm like, this is not better than Lord of the Rings. And everyone keeps going, it gets better and better. I'm like, that's not good. You can't just keep telling me that. So I stopped. This time, this year, I sat down and I said, okay, take that monkey off your back, put it over here and enjoy the wizarding world for what it is.
Okay.
So I'm up to Prisoner of Azkaban and I'm really enjoying it now because I put aside all of those preconceived notions.
Did you read the books at all?
No, I'm going to do that after I get through the Thrawn.
So when I was a kid, I was introduced to Jim Dale and Audible. Mm-hmm. And it was originally on cassette tape. I had the original Harry Potter cassette tape and I had rented it from the library. It was my first audiobook ever. And I brought it to my mom and I was like, Mom, like can we listen to this? And that's what started my love for audiobooks, and why I just love audiobooks so much is because Jim Dale and how he did Harry Potter. The idea of him, one person being the voice for an entire cast, just blew my mind. And so that's where that all started was from there. My point being is that I got to listen to the books before I went and watched the movies. And I feel like the movies were like the flavor enhancer. They were kind of like the seasoning to the book, because everything kind of, mm-hmm. all your memories from the book came alive and were just like transported onto the screen.
Rob and Mike are filling in some blanks for me from the books and some stuff that I might have missed.
Yeah.
So I'm like asking them a million questions. Mm-hmm. But I do plan to go through the book because I am enjoying it a lot more now.
Good.
I was talking to Nate yesterday in the office and he was saying that if you're like a Potterhead, that Prisoner of Azkaban is probably the one that's closest to the books too.
It is. They do leave out a few minor details in some of the scenes. You're just like, oh, I wish they would have just.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that in Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. though, too. So it's no different. And even the Star Wars novelizations, we've had stuff in there that's like, why did that get left out of the movie?
Right every time.
There's stuff in the Exegol scene with Rey that I read. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I remember reading and going like, why wouldn't you put that in the movie? That seems very important. So I'll go back and find. I think we talked about it once, but. Yeah, so that's what I've been up to and what I'm doing. So we'll end with Book of Boba Fett. I feel like that's the second to last thing. Let's talk about the thing I sent you yesterday where they said that apparently Harrison Ford is going to be returning to the Star Wars universe. No,
this is we didn't ask for this. I didn't want this in my 2022 bingo card, but
So when he gets killed, but spoilers.
Okay, well, hold on.
Let's go
back to the report, though. When did they say he was going to be, like, where in the Star Wars timeline is it?
So giant freaking robot is basically, they don't know.
Well, in that article, it says that it would be presumed that he would show up somewhere in the Book of Boba Fett, or he would show up in Mando Season 3. Makes no sense. Either of those shows make no sense at all for Harrison Ford to show up.
He's gonna be way too
old.
He's
too fucking old.
He's 80.
Yeah, it would have to be. So the only way to make this work is if they showcase what he was doing before Episode 7. Like a couple years before Episode 7. That's the only thing. And at that point, he was old. He's old. He's broken. He's depressed and lonely because he doesn't have Leia and his son's a dickhead. Like, what else is there for Han Solo?
So I know this is not the article and I'm throwing this out there. At this point, would you prefer, if they're going to put Han Solo in those, would you prefer it to be Alden Ehrenreich?
Yes, I forget how to say it. Most definitely. Because
I would too.
Because his movie, the Han Solo movie, that is closer in like within time frame than it is to have Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford is just too old. And that's not, and it's nothing against the guy. He's just too fucking old. They'd have to de-age him.
What I was going to say before is that when Kylo stabs him, that felt like my goodbye to him as an actor in the Star Wars universe. It was like, thank you so much. And then they brought him back and it was like, all right, fine. I'll deal with the Force Ghost. Even though he wasn't Force sensitive, fine, we'll do it. Then you come to find out it wasn't supposed to be him at all. It was supposed to be Leia, but she passed.
That is a cheesy out though, because they did it in Rogue One. They brought back young Carrie Fisher, and they brought back whoever the actor is for Grand Moff Tarkin. Why couldn't they just do that for Carrie Fisher again as she was older? That just seems cheap. And I know they got shit for it in Rogue One, but the technology has changed so much. And look what people at their desks are able to do with
they got shit for that in Rogue One.
They got shit for they. A lot of people said they didn't like Rogue One because Moff Tarkin and Leia, they didn't look real enough.
Tarkin was amazing.
I thought he was fantastic. It was all shadows and stuff. But that's the whole thing is when Leia comes out and young Carrie Fisher is like, she looks animated. But I thought that was okay. Like it had to be done because you couldn't put anyone else on the screen. There was like no way to do it.
I was fine with it because one, like you said, how are you going to get that shot? And two, it wasn't like it was a stranger. It was Billie Lord, her daughter, playing her. Uh-huh. And they CGI'd the face. Mm-hmm. So, like, come on. Now, granted, Billie Lord is in the new movies. I'm assuming everyone knows that. I think she's in 8 and 9. I don't think she's in 7. But, I mean, if you really wanted a live-action Leia, she could probably pull it off because she does look a lot like her mom. And she's already a part of the franchise. So, I don't know. I don't like the idea of Harrison Ford playing Han Solo anymore.
I don't either.
I said my goodbye. I was done with it. He is an integral part of the entire franchise and will always be. But I don't want him acting in Star Wars anymore.
No.
I'm over it. So that was weird. And I know it's the same thing. People gave them shit for casting Alden Aaron. I don't know how to say his last name. But he did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
He nailed the character, the tone and everything. Like
his mannerisms were perfect.
I was distracted 3 minutes into the movie away from the fact that it wasn't Harrison Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I had accepted that it was Han Solo. And look, if you want this franchise to live forever, you're going to have to deal with the fact that different actors are going to have to come along and play parts that you're used to other people playing. It is a timeline that stretches thousands of years, and they're not going in order.
I mean, so I think you're accurate to a certain point, but look what they did with Mando, and they bring a young Mark Hamill on screen, and so I think what they're going to do, Kevin, is they're going to get body doubles, and they're going to get really really good at doing augmented faces and CGIing like their actors back on. And doing voice modulations. I think that is where they really want to go so that those characters are immortal so that they can always end up coming back to tell a story. I think that's where we're going to get, especially with look what they did with Unreal 5. Look what they were able to do. And like their photos, their photogrammetry or whatever that tech is called. That stuff's nuts.
Or they can just get Sebastian Stan to play Luke.
As much as I love Sebastian as an actor, I just don't know if this is where they messed up. If they wanted Sebastian to come in and do a Luke and be the young Mark Hamill, they should have brought him on in Mando season 2 at the end. But because they CGI'd young Mark Hamill's face over Mark Hamill's body, did you know that was Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
So they CGI'd make Mark Hamill's body look younger and more fit, and they did the whole thing. But still, I think that's their plan. I really think that they will do, like, you know, have certain actors come in and fill like for like young parts. Like the in Han, that jump is like, what, like 5 or 10 years? So you can get away with using actors like that. But when they're in the exact same timeline as a movie that's already been established, I think they're going to try to do CGI.
I think they'll do both.
Yeah, I think it depends on where it falls in the story timeline that they're trying to tell.
They also benefit, you know, like Chewie's immortal at this point because you can shove anyone.
Look
really
what they're
tall
able to
Chewie
do
costume.
With freaking TikTok voice to speech or text to speech. It sounds like you've got C-3PO narrating a freaking TikTok. C-3PO is going to live forever.
What about the guy on TikTok that does the Tom Cruise deepfakes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The deepfake technology, especially now with Unreal 5, is going to be nutty. They're going to be able to produce movies without actors. Just have their pictures.
It's exciting at the same time.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying. When do you think the first person is going to get framed for murder using deepfake technology?
I don't. Okay. Now we're going to go down a rabbit hole that I don't think we want to do on Star Wars and Scotch, because those are conversations that are real.
I think if it hasn't happened already, I think it's.
I want to talk about space magic more.
Not being framed for murder exactly. Using deepfake technology. Oh, that's so much fun. The one thing we didn't talk about on Disney Plus Day was the Obi-Wan sizzle reel. First of all, it was a letdown. Second of all, it confirmed that Inquisitors will be in the show, which we kind of already knew, but it was nice for them to be like, here's a picture. So that's exciting. They also casted someone for the Ahsoka show recently. I forget
the
name.
Yes, it's for... She's Mandalorian. I'm totally having a brain fart. Help me out here, Kevin. Sabine. Mm-hmm. Sabine Wren. Wow.
Oh, no. We had Sabine. There was someone else they just
casted.
Oh,
then I have no idea who the next person is.
Well, they said it's a new character.
Oh.
I forget her name. Anyway. Ivana Sukno.
Okay, you're making it sound like a character from Austin Powers.
Ivana
Sukno.
Sukno. That's her. She's in Pacific Rim Uprising.
Oh, I've seen it. Oh, yeah. No, I know who this is.
Anyway, yeah, she's going to be in Ahsoka, but she's a new character. We don't know who she's playing.
Ooh!
So.
When do they start filming that?
It's being filmed.
Oh, is it?
They had someone had set pictures and stuff of Tatooine and whatnot.
For the Ahsoka show or for Obi-Wan?
Oh, I'm sorry, for Obi-Wan.
Okay, that's what I thought. No, I'm talking about Ahsoka.
Ahsoka, I don't know. I don't think they started filming Ahsoka yet. I'm assuming it's last year or next year. I think, which leads me into my next thing. Andor, they're saying July to September will be the release window.
Really? It's already done. They're already done with filming.
Oh, they wrapped filming. Diego Luna said that there are tons of familiar faces in the show.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And Stellan Skarsgård, who's apparently is in it, he plays the Baron in Dune. Yeah, he said the writing was some of the best writing he's seen.
Shut up.
In the Star Wars franchise.
What?
So yeah, so
oh!
I'm excited for Andor. I really hope it
as
is like
much
James
as
Bond
I,
in
yeah,
space.
Yeah, that's. I mean, like if you give us Mission Impossible or James Bond in space, it's going to be sick.
Yeah, and I've said this before, but I really hope it touches on, you know, his line where he says the terrible things we've done.
Yeah,
for the
you've been really big on that. You want to see the dark shit.
Wouldn't that be the point of the show to showcase like, the awful things he
and
had
that's,
to do?
Okay, and that's where I get all heated about when it comes to Star Wars universe. Like, both sides are bad. Both sides are fucked up and did terrible things to get what they wanted. And that needs to be showcased more. It needs to stop showing that the Rebels are these good guys. These can't do any wrong. And then the Empire is completely evil. No. It's all about lenses and how you look at things.
Well, they frame that up in episode 8.
They do. And they're doing it in the books now, too. They're doing it in the books. They do it a lot in episode 8. They constantly harp on that. I love it.
Well, now that... In the High Republic, we're really seeing the inner politics and how much turmoil there is in the Senate. They showcased it in Aftermath, too, a little bit.
Look at
with
how...
the Chancellor and Warthal, or whatever his name mm-hmm. is. Oh, by the way, Yo, Mon Mothma's fucking move, bringing that piece of fruit on his ship so they'd get scanned and then held up the...
Mon Mothma does not mess around, dude.
She is a badass and a half.
She does not mess around.
And she's like looking at him like, whoops, accidentally brought this fruit.
Did you get through the assassination attempt?
Not yet.
Damn it. I'm so sorry, Kevin.
I knew it happens already.
Okay. The assassination attempt is wild. That's really cool.
Yeah, I don't know who tries to assassinate her, but okay. I know that... I read on Wikipedia a long time ago
there's some brainwashing that the Empire is doing. It's very interesting.
Wait, that's at the end of two.
That's the assassination attempt. Is it at the end of two?
Oh, I thought there was another one. Yeah, that's at the end of two. It's been so long. When what's her, Mr. Wexley, yeah. Kevin's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he's already on Jakku with Sloan.
Sick.
And what's his wife just saw him with Jazz. And she's like appalled and can't figure out what's going on.
Right.
Anyway. So yeah, Andor's looking good. Looking like a summer release. I think that's going to be the next piece of content, but then I think we're going to get bombarded at the end of the year with Mando and Obi-Wan miniseries. I have a feeling Obi-Wan miniseries will be Disney Plus Day and Mando will be Christmas.
What day is Disney Plus Day?
November 11th.
There's no way they're releasing those that close together.
You don't think so?
No. There's no way they need to let that breathe. I think it'll be a summer release.
The only other thing I could think, well, they're doing Andor in the summer, apparently. But the only other thing I could think of, and tell me if you think this is possible, is we're at Celebration and they go. And Obi-Wan is available now.
Oh, I forgot about Celebration. That'd be a great time to drop a show.
And you show
the first episode at Celebration.
Oh my God, sitting in the crowd watching.
They've done
that
before. They did that for Rebels one year. It was in Orlando. They had a panel and they went and showed
the Rebels episodes that never made it, right?
They showed the
ones that they ended up using.
That they ended up using for Bad Batch. No, so it was Clone Wars. It was Clone Wars videos that they ended up using for Bad Batch. That's what it was. So they ended up showing off the first episode of Bad Batch, or the first two episodes.
That was still Clone Wars. That was the introduction to the Bad Batch.
Oh, is that Clone? Oh, that was Clone Wars season 6. That's what it was. It was the last season.
Like episodes. Three or whatever.
Yeah. So they showed the first three episodes like at Celebration. Like, oh, and by the way, this is going to be coming next year or coming in 2 years or whatever. So everyone was like, oh my God.
And continuing on the Disney Plus route, so Book of Boba Fett comes out next in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And Robert Rodriguez is basically saying that they've held so much back from the trailer.
The trailer shows literally the same shit, just like a different angle. That's why I was just like...
And he said there's tons of surprises coming, familiar faces, new stuff, links to other material. Ooh. Like he said Book of Boba Fett is really going to be like a puzzle piece sliding into the middle of the puzzle that you can be like, okay, I like this. So I'm excited because I love when they do this shit.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I'm stoked. I didn't love Robert Rodriguez's episode of Mandalorian.
Which one was his episode?
Tython.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was less about the episode and more about how disappointed I was about Tython being
this grandeur place, and like you wanted it to have this majesty, and it just didn't.
No, it looked like the California desert.
Because it was the California
desert. They filmed it in the California desert. I'm like, that's not Tython!
Really, that's a rock. That's a rock.
Hashtag not my Tython. The Disney Plus shows are ramping up. It's interesting. We've heard nothing about movies. I have a feeling there's not going to be much news aside from casting and a few stuff that we know about leading up until Celebration. And the Celebration, I have a feeling they're just going to blow it out of it. Like, Tim and I won't be able to contain ourselves. So I'm excited for next year because there's lots of content coming out. But I'm excited to hear about, you know, Jedi Fallen Order 2. I'm sure will be announced by Celebration and Old Republic stuff. Hopefully we see some gameplay from the remake too.
Yes.
Cool. Well, the only other thing I wanted to touch on was Game Awards last week, and Tim and I are huge fans of The Expanse.
Oh yeah. And
they announced the Telltale game and season 6 came out yesterday, I think.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh,
Tim.
No.
Tim, I also have bad news on top of that.
What?
The Witcher comes out today.
I know.
Oh. Also, Spider-Man No Way Home came out yesterday.
I know, I'll go watch it tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
I'm 3 episodes behind in Wheel of Time.
I haven't watched any Wheel of Time yet.
The only new show I've kept up with is It's Always Sunny.
I've only watched the first episode. I hate it so much. Kevin, I haven't watched a full Christmas movie all the way through yet. That is what my days look like.
I watched the first 2 Home Alone movies with my kids, and then my son's like, can we watch the new one? I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yep, Kyler can sit through the first, like, I got him through the first 30 minutes of Elf, and then he was just over it. So, it's just...
I mean, it's not as exciting for them.
No, it's been so rough, and so it's just like, yeah, we'll get there eventually. We'll figure it out. We always do.
But this Expanse game looks fantastic.
That is going to be streamed. I love the Expanse so much.
You get to play as Drummer, which, if you're not familiar with the Expanse, Drummer is one of the most amazing characters in the entire show.
I love her story arc so much.
This has to take place either before the show or before we meet her on the show, because she doesn't have her leg issue.
So it was before her leg got, but I think...
Actually, it was her spine, wasn't it? Not her legs.
Well, she couldn't move her legs because her back got... Because
she got crushed in that thing.
But the guy in the airlock, that was, I couldn't figure out who that was. So I think it's going to be a new story that we haven't seen yet. But
I would assume that. It's
but
just
I think
placing
it's,
it in
I think
timeline.
It's while she's hunting what's his face.
Oh,
is it Sebastian?
No.
I can't think of his name. The terrorist.
Oh my God.
Who's the lover to Naomi, who she absolutely hates.
I keep wanting to say Jules Pierre Mao, but that's the other guy. Marco Inaris.
Bertaloda.
Bertaloda.
I love the Expanse. I'm so sad it's going to be over.
I'm happy it's like coming
it
to an end.
It needs to come to an end. There's not much left to like really tell. Like I'm kind of tired of like this struggle. I just want, what I really want is I want the entire 3 houses. I want Earth, and I want Mars, and I want the Belters to like come together, fight this thing. Everybody lives happily ever after.
If you even have to fight the thing, we don't really know much about it still.
Well, we haven't. I mean, like, there's so much left to cover, though. Like, who gets to really go? Like, there's no actual governing body over the rings. No one's keeping eyes on what's going on with the black market on Mars. Mm-hmm. You've got the proto molecule doing this weird fucking thing on that planet.
Mars is falling apart.
Mars is in shambles right now, dude.
I don't think Mars is going to make it to the end of the show. Like the dream of terraforming.
Oh
Mars
no, that's over. All I want is Bobby to like survive and live happily ever after. She is like one of my favorite characters. What I really wanted is I want Bobby. And then, who's the big muscle? Who's not so smart. I can't think of his name. I want those two to like
Amos.
I want Amos. I want him to live happily ever after. And then I want Naomi and what's his name to like just have more kids and be happy.
I
just want everybody to be happy.
Spoilers. I was devastated when Alex died.
Right?
Devastated.
Oh my God. That was so it just ruined me. That was so
hard
to watch.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling because they got so much reaction from that more people are going to die this season.
Yeah, no one's going to live happily ever after.
I have a feeling Amos is on that list.
Fuck.
Or Amos is the one who lives because, you know, him being alive is his own personal hell.
I think he's going to end up sacrificing himself for Naomi or somebody on the crew. He'll turn himself into a meat shield. He'll go out like Boromir.
I'm pretty sure Avasarala is going to die, but she'll be doing something noble to like solidify her legacy. I don't think Naomi and James will end up together. I think one of them will die.
Come on.
No, I don't see it.
But Holden's the key to everything.
And James might have to die to deal with the ring. Keep that in mind.
Oh, do you think Holden's going to pull like a Christ move and just like sacrifice himself?
I don't think Naomi's going to die because of her son.
Right. I think Naomi is going to end up killing Marcus, or the son's going to kill Marcus for Naomi. Like
I have a feeling.
I think
the son's
Marcus
gonna kill Marco,
is going to put Naomi to. Like, he's going to like put a gun to her head or something, or like try to because she's already tried to throw her out an air. Oh no, she threw herself out of that airlock. So like, I think he's going to get tired of her, and he knows that she's working her way into her kid's mind. And so he's tired of her shit, And I think what's going to happen is the boy's going to stick up for mama and kill him.
Well, we'll see.
God, we should just do a spoiler cast for The Expanse when it's all over.
We'll either do that or we'll just talk about it here. Space magic, baby.
Or a Rare Drop podcast.
This has been a Rare Drop podcast. You ready for Expanse cast, chat?
Expanse.
It gets bigger. Thank you so much for joining us today for Star Wars and Scotch. Make sure you head over to fb.gg/darkness429 and check out Tim. It's the holiday season, and Tim will keep you happy because he's got Christmas lights on in the background on his Christmas tree and whatnot. Go over to fb.gg/darkness429 and everywhere else on the internet as darkness429. I'm Kevin. You can go to raredrop.co and check out all the stuff I'm doing. If you want to talk to me, it's KevinXVision on Twitter. And we are Star Wars Scotch, not N Scotch, just Star Wars Scotch on Twitter and Facebook. You can go check us out. So we hope you have a happy, happy, happy holiday. Enjoy your friends and family next week. Take some time, relax.
Wars holiday special if you want.
Marathon. Oh, that's not relaxing. That's anxiety. make some time, maybe marathon a little bit, enjoy some Star Wars. Tim and I will be back. We're aiming for the day that Book of Boba Fett launches to do something.
Yes,
that
is the plan.
So Tim and I will be back to talk about the first episode of Book of Boba Fett for episode 64 of Star Wars and Scotch. You have a great one. HighScoreTees.com, KingsCoastCoffee.com. Happy holidays from Tim and I. And Tim, can you do it like Santa Claus would do it?
May the Force be with you.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.